Maverick Early Readers. Jetpack Jelly by Alice Hemming. Illustrated by Emma Randall. This is White Book Band. Let's begin. Chapter 1. The Space Place Cafe was full of jelly. There was red and orange jelly on the counters, purple jelly on the shelves, and stripy jelly on the tables. Zip, Zap, and Moondoodle turned up for their usual Friday treat. "Welcome to my wibbly wobbly world," said Stacy.
"Wow, why is there so much jelly?" asked Moondoodle.
"Everyone seems to like it," said Stacy. "Would you like to try some?" Zip swallowed a spoonful.
Delicious," he said.
"It's the best jelly ever," agreed Zap. Stacy smiled. "The only problem is, everyone wants some. People have ordered jelly for weddings, jelly for parties, even jelly for breakfast. I have to deliver all of this by the end of the day, or I'll be working at the weekend."
"But we're supposed to be going to Picnic Planet this weekend," said Zap miserably.
"I'm trying my best," said Stacy. "Timble has been helping. He made me a hoverboard on Wednesday, but I couldn't balance on it with all the jelly. He fitted rocket boosters to my roller boots yesterday, but they were no good on the stairs. He says he's got something even better to show me today." The door opened. Timble staggered in with a large brown box. He grinned and put it on the floor.
"This is the answer to your wobbly problem."
Stacy opened the box.
"A jetpack? Timble, I've never used one of these before."
"It's quite simple," said Timble. "Put your arms through like this, buckle it here, and press the green button. You shouldn't have any problems. It's like a mini rocket."
"What's this red button for?" asked Stacy.
"Don't worry about the red button. Only press it in an absolute emergency."
"Oh, what would happen?"
"Just don't worry about the red button. You won't have to use it," Timble said.
"Okay," said Stacy. "Would you mind watching the cafe for me, Moondoodle? Then I can make a start on these deliveries."
"Of course," said Moondoodle. "I'll box up all this jelly."
Stacy jetted out of the door with a delivery bag full of plastic boxes. "This jetpack is going to make my deliveries easy," said Stacy. Chapter 2. Stacy arrived at her first stop, a tall tower block stretching towards the stars. The sign on the door said Helix Heights.
"This is the one," said Stacy.
"I could take the boring old lift, but I know a quicker way."
Stacy pressed the green button.
Whoosh!
She whizzed up the outside of the building.
"That was quick," she said as she reached the top floor.
She knocked and called,
"Jetpack Jelly from the Space Place."
An excited face appeared from behind a curtain and the window opened.
"Wonderful! My grandchildren will be thrilled," said the lady, taking her box of jelly.
"No problem," called Stacy, as the lady closed the window.
"This is so easy! I will deliver all these by lunchtime. I will be ready for Picnic Planet tomorrow."
Stacy patted herself on the back and danced a mid-air jig. She punched the sky with both fists, somersaulted forwards and flipped backward.
She began flying back down to the ground. But halfway down, she heard an unexpected twang. Stacy stopped. The jetpack was still whirring, but she was stuck in mid-air.
She saw her problem. 3 pairs of spotty pants, 5 odd socks, and a well-worn T-shirt. Stacy was caught on a washing line. She pressed the green button, but the line was wedged under her jetpack. She tried another somersault, but got even more tangled. "This is bad," she said to herself. Stacy looked down. The ground was a long way off, so there was no way she could remove the jetpack and drop down. Music blared out of the building. Stacy twisted around and peered through the window. Someone was dancing. He was shaking maracas and moving to the beat.
"Help!" she cried. "I'm stuck!"
The figure carried on dancing, his pink sequin jacket flashing.
"Help!"
called Stacy, louder this time, and banged on the glass. The figure turned round. Stacy recognised him at once, despite the rose between his teeth. Chapter 3
"Astro Pete!" said Stacy.
Astro Pete dropped the flower and looked embarrassed. His red face clashed with his pink jacket. He came and opened the window.
"Spacey Stacy! You've rather caught me by surprise. I was just doing some housework," he mumbled. "I was trying to decide where to put these maracas."
"I don't care about the dancing," said Stacy. "I'm a bit stuck here. Please help get me down. I promise never to tell anyone about your dancing, okay?"
"Okay," said Pete.
He climbed onto the windowsill.
"Take my hand," he said, stretching towards her.
But Pete's shiny trousers were not made for crawling along windowsills. Just as Stacy grabbed his hand, Pete slipped.
"Ah!"
called Pete, grabbing at the air. Fortunately, he landed with both feet on a pipe below. Stacy bent forwards, keeping hold of Pete's hand.
"What are we going to do now?" she asked.
"Use the jetpack?" asked Pete.
Stacy shook her head.
"I keep pressing the green button, but it doesn't work. Look."
"What about the red button?" called Pete.
"Timble said only to use the red button in an absolute emergency." Pete rolled his eyes.
"This is an absolute emergency. Press the red button."
Chapter 4 Spacey Stacy took a deep breath and pressed the red button. Nothing happened. Pete and Stacy looked at each other nervously. The jetpack began to make a deep noise. The deep noise became a rumble, and then bang, bang, bang. Stacy jolted forwards, pulling the washing line from the wall. Pete grabbed her around the waist and the jetpack shot off. They rocketed into the air, past the roof of Helix Heights and towards the bright stars above them.
"Ah!"
called Astro Pete. Stacy tried moving left and then right, but it didn't work.
"I can't control it. If we keep heading this way, we'll crash on Planet Stink."
But then the jetpack made a new noise. Bump, 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 poof! A hatch opened and a giant colourful cloth billowed out.
"A parachute," laughed Stacy. "Timble thinks of everything. We can use it to glide back."
The journey back was much smoother than the journey there. Stacy steered them along. From up in the clouds, they could see buildings and the tops of trees. The washing line fluttered out like a tail. Socks and pants flapped behind them.
"I liked your dancing," said Stacy. "I know you don't want me to talk about it, but I thought you were brilliant.
My mum taught me when I was little, said Pete. I used to win competitions before I got into space racing.
You shouldn't hide it. It is something to be proud of, said Stacy.
Pete had stopped listening and was looking past the buildings to the streets below.
Oh no, said Pete. I can see a whole crowd of people, even Jack Boom and Jill Zoom.
Is that Timble and Moondoodle? And Zip and Zap? Cried Stacy. Here, hold this jelly and I'll give them a wave.
But Pete was trying to take off his sparkly jacket. He dropped the bag of jelly boxes, which plummeted below them. The lids fell away.
Red, orange and purple jellies tumbled down like burst balloons.
I can't watch, said Stacy, closing her eyes.
We will cover them all in jelly, moaned Astro Pete. But the crowd below didn't look cross. Stacy could hear laughing. People staggered backwards with their mouths open. One man turned his umbrella upside down to catch as much as he could.
Spacey Stacy and Astro Pete landed safely on the ground to happy cheers.
Chapter 5. Later, back at the space place, Stacy was once again boxing up jelly in the kitchen.
Thanks for making all this extra jelly, Moondoodle.
It was nothing, said Moondoodle. It was a quiet afternoon in here.
There's plenty for this afternoon. I'll need more for next week, though. I've had loads of orders since we dropped the jelly.
Everyone thought it was a publicity stunt, said Stacy.
We thought so too, when we saw Astro Pete in his snazzy costume, said Timble. If it wasn't planned, then why on earth was he dressed like that?
Stacy pretended not to hear. She had promised to keep quiet.
It has all worked out perfectly. Best of all, there's still time to go to Picnic Planet this weekend. Which jelly should we take with us? Zip and Zap, you can choose.
Zip and Zap held hands and spun around in a circle.
Let's have a bit of everything. Hooray for Picnic Planet and hooray for Jetpack Jelly.
The end.